You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ. Tonight, we'll talk about a few different things. Metallica in some more record books. The Metallica cover of Elton John, which is actually airing on TV sometime this evening. I have my DVR set. We'll talk about that in a bit. And Metallica giving out more with the All Within My Hands Foundation to help a young person in trade school. I thought that was a pretty cool story. We'll talk about that as well. Right now, felt like hearing their version to Turn the Page. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm excited for the Elton John cover, but you can't beat Metallica's cover of Turn the Page. This is Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engines moaning out his one old song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. Much to do, and you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was through. Here I start again. There I go. of the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoked the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. What she said. We'll be right back.
From 72 Seasons, If Darkness Had a Son, Leper Messiah before that, and I kicked off the show with the cover of Turn the Page. This is Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ, and a little, you know, not sure about this headline. Bon Jovi, Metallica, and Three Doors Down manage the same chart victory. Billboard's Hard Rock Streaming Songs chart is making its 200 weeks old anniversary, I guess. And the ranking of the most streamed tracks in the U.S. tagged as hard rock appear on this list. And quite a few bands have been on there for a long time, like the whole time, all 200 weeks. Let's see. The highest ranking tune celebrating 200 weeks on the hard rock chart is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. That made it as high as number two and has stayed on the list the whole time. AC/DC is also on there with a few tracks, Thunderstruck and You Shook Me All Night Long and Back in Black. Let's see, Linkin Park has had two songs on there for 200 weeks in total, and that was for In the End and Numb. Queen also has two songs, another one, Bites the Dust, and Bohemian Rhapsody, where Metallica falls in this list. They have one song that has made it on the Billboard Hard Rock Streamed Songs for 200 weeks plus, and that was for Inner Sandman. They ranked number 19, and also on that list was Dream On, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, Sweet Child of Mine, and a few others. So I guess that's a cool list to be on. I don't know. Just proves that Inner Sandman is still paying royalties to Jason Newsted. The dude, he lives off the royalties to the Black Album, which is cool for him. He deserves it. He put in the work. He put in the effort. Let's take a break. Let's get some messages from our fine partners when we come back. Well, heck, I'll do one off the Black Album. Why not? It probably won't be Inner Sandman, though. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. I'm your host, JJ, and if you follow the Metallica All Within My Hands Foundation Facebook page, they do a really good job at showing how Metallica gives back across the country. They really do. Every Monday, they put out a story about ways their scholarships have helped another young student. And today's story was about a young lady from Northwest Shoals Community College. She was going into their HVAC program. Her name's Natalie. And she, I mean, you need some tools for that stuff, right? It's not like walking in and flipping burgers and we'll provide your spatula and paper hat. No, you've got to have a bag. You've got to have all the right stuff, equipment-wise, to do it. So the Metallica All Within My Hands Foundation, she was picked, and she got a grant to get all the tools she needed, and that helped her get a apprenticeship, and she is headed out into a career that she says she can be proud of. So she's cool. You know, in every for the longest time, I've said this so many times before, and I'm going to keep saying it. I was jaded about the band and Metallica-opoly, and it seemed like the band was just there as a money grab and some really awesome music, but a lot of money grabbing. Metallica-opoly, I don't need that. But then the All Within My Hands Foundation came to fruition, and the band just gives and gives and gives through that program. So it's pretty cool. You can look for All Within My Hands on Facebook. It's a nonprofit. You can follow it. If you follow Metallica on Facebook, they almost all every week put out a contest where you can donate to the All Within My Hands Foundation and enter to win like a VIP trip to a future concert, complete with everything, meet and greet. So, you know, you really want to see the band, help them do some good. So how about a version of All Within My Hands? I thought about going in back and playing the original one off St. Anger, and then I listened to it and went, no, I don't think I'll do that. But I did find a fun version from 2018, pre-COVID, so there's like 20 musicians on stage along with Metallica and one of the first original acoustic versions of All Within My Hands. This is Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
Should we play a little more?
Okay.
I think they said yes.
Thank God.
Seven count.
Come on, mix it up.
No, don't.
Die if I let go. Love is Thin Lizzy?
Stronger, I can take this ain't no longer.
was something, and you can't go back again. No longer.
Thank you, Phil Lynott, for writing that song about my life.
All right.
That's how it happens, man.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ, and that was a Metallica cover of Thin Lizzy from 2022 and Borderline when they paid tribute to that band. It seems like the last couple weeks, the bottom, the third section of the show has become like the acoustic portion of, and it's completely by accident. So next week I'll try and remember to make the third segment extra hard. Okay. Somebody remind me of that. Okay. I played that as another cover because Metallica, tonight paying homage to Sir Elton John and Bernie Taupin, by doing a cover of Funeral for a Friend. And, I hope to have that audio for you next week. If I do, I'll start the show with it. I'll let that out of the bag right now. So let's see. Let's take a break, get some messages from our fine partners. Thanks to everyone who goes to Q100Michigan.com, clicks on the Metallica page, and listens to the episodes. Number one downloaded podcast for Q100. Just saying. I'm trying to, you know. Okay, I am patting myself on the back. Let's take a break. When I come back, no acoustic, hard and heavy, promise.
We'll be right back.
Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I told you I'd finish hard and finish fast. That was My Apocalypse. And if that one doesn't do it for you, this one should. It's Ride the Lightning. Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.